The plan advises those with asthma to avoid pollution. But the president of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment, Brian Mensch, says that's not nearly enough.
For us to look at that public health issue and virtually completely ignore what we know is a major contributor to that problem really is difficult to reconcile.
Kelly Baxter works for the Utah Department of Health Asthma Program. She says the plan does not attempt to address the causes of asthma, but rather to improve the quality of life for those who have the disease, given their current circumstances.
So taking medications, avoiding asthma triggers, hopefully that will enable people to manage their own symptoms so they don't have asthma attacks so severe that they end up in the hospital or emergency department.
A recent health department report shows 240,000 Utahns have asthma. Among adults, the disease has grown more than 25% in 9 years. Baxter says no one knows why the disease is on the rise, but state and national data show that more people end up in the emergency room with respiratory problems on bad air quality days. Brian Mensch would like the Department of Health to proactively work to reduce the pollution that affects those with respiratory diseases.
It's unfortunate, and the public health suffers because our health department is not engaged in that issue. And it's probably the biggest public health issue that the entire state of Utah faces. My personal belief is that if the executive branch of the state government, the governor's office, for example, said, okay, we want to change this. We want the health department to get more involved in pollution mitigation, then I think that could happen, and they should get more involved.
Spokesperson for the governor's office, Allison Isom, says the state is aggressively working to reduce air pollution through the Department of Environmental Quality. Isom says adding that responsibility to the mission of the Department of Health would be redundant. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.